Babe Ruth was a man who loved his fans as much as they loved him. Now Waite tells a story for the ladies.
He was the first fellow, of course, that started the autograph craze, to my belief. He was the first fellow that really collected people around clubhouse doors. But he was very warm with the public. He was very warm with the kids. I have known stars that would go through the center field gate on occasion to avoid the people at the press box, at the press gate or the players gate. But Babe wouldn't. He'd linger out there, he'd talk to the fans, he'd autograph scorecards. He would not autograph anything that they picked out of the gutter, like pieces of paper, this and that kind of thing, but anything that looked reasonable, he'd autograph. In St. Louis, one Ladies' Day, I can never forget, because the Cincinnati Clubhouse at that time is located, not the Cincinnati Club, the Yankee Clubhouse is located where the Cincinnati Clubhouse is at the present time, which is on ground level. And they had just a wooden bulwark outside of the clubhouse to prevent anybody from looking in the door or crashing it. But Ladies' Day, everybody wanted to get Babe's autograph, and the press of women around that thing became so terrible that the clubhouse door crashed in, and about 15 women with it, with all the players in the state of disobedience around marching to and from, and they had to throw trunks against the door to keep the crashes from busting in there. And then finally, in a little bit of a window, you'd think it was somebody escaping from a cell, Babe got up on the top of the lockers and crawled through this little window and dropped to the ground to avoid the crowds outside. It was also in St. Louis, you know, Babe struck up an acquaintance with this woman who ran a restaurant, and she used to make the most delightful spare ribs that you've ever eaten. And, of course, those were the days, I say, of prohibition. And when Babe's delight in the final getaway day was to dispatch a messenger to this woman to bake perhaps 15 racks of spare ribs. You see, and then they'd have them brought to the train, because we didn't go to the main station in St. Louis. We used to leave from a place called Bremen Street. And we'd go right from the ballpark out to Bremen Street and catch the train out there, because it was closer and because we had easier access to it. And so the taxi cab would arrive there, and there'd be 5 or 6 gallons of homebrew and then 15 racks of spare ribs. And Babe would set up shop in the ladies' room of our car. Now, don't let that excite you, because, you see, we had two private Pullmans, two sleeping cars, and, of course, no ladies in our cars at all, and consequently, we had access. We used both the men's room and the ladies' room. But Babe would, because that was more protected back there, he'd set up shop back there, and he would charge you 50 cents for a mug of beer and all the spare ribs you could eat. But it was a very delightful episode, and Babe didn't make any money. He was just kidding. He loved to do those kind of things. And he was just a guy with the fellows. That's the nice part about Babe. He was always a guy around with you.